the lonely hours.
Major Miller.
Dreaming of a song, the melody.
Major Miller.
What? Yeah.
We're ready for you now.
Yeah, sure.
Can you say something, just for level?
What do you want to hear?
Whatever.
My name is Alton Glenn Miller. I was born in Clarinda, Iowa on March 1st, 1904. My favorite author is Damon Runyon. My favorite actor is Spencer Tracy. My favorite actress, Olivia de Havilland. I love trout fishing, baseball, football, and the music of Delius. My favorite quotation is, "It don't mean a thing if it ain't got swing." That do you?
That's fine, sir. Abbey Road Studios, London. Major Glenn Miller, Christmas message to Mrs. Helen Miller. Would you like to go on the green?
Hello, Helen. Merry Christmas.
We present Stardust by Roger Stennett, with Stephen Hoy as Duke Freeman, William Roberts as Don Haynes, Kerry Shale as Elmer Perry, and starring Ed Bishop as Glenn Miller.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I got a gal in Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo, Bedford, and all the points in between.
Hey, don't sound so sore, Lieutenant. You should be happy.
I should.
Yeah, women keep me on my toes. Something to get home for, huh?
Oh, that's truly a comfort, Elmer. I'll remember that next time we're 5 miles up in the air and the fighters are nosing out under our belly. Don't you worry, Duke. I'll say to myself, you just fly this big old airplane with a peaceful mind because Elmer Perry...
Elmer Perry Jr.
Because Elmer Perry Jr. Yeah. is in his little old ball turret down below thinking about the gal he left behind him and busting the gut to get us all home safe and sound so he can get on with making whoopee.
Yeah, that's about the size of it, sir.
What do they all see in you, Elmer? You're knee-high to a grasshopper, snub-nosed, not blessed with any visible social graces, so... Come on, what's your secret?
Yeah, good things come in little packages.
Oh, there she is, in all her glory. Stardust Melody. Colhane, how's it going?
Well, Lieutenant, good. It's going good.
Yeah, what about the port inner? It was all to hell coming back from Bremen. We were all over the ballpark.
Well, sweet as a nut now. Ran it up this morning to test, you know. Running so smooth, you could eat your lunch off.
And my ball turret?
Good. See for yourself.
Yeah, you better be giving me no crapola, Culhane. It's my ass on the line.
Oh, quit bellyaching, Perry. And don't be so antsy. Go on, go play with your pop gun.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything else?
Oh, nips and tucks, that's all. She's holding up pretty good, considering.
Considering what?
Considering the way you fly it.
Yeah, you go crawl in your turret and give your kisser a vacation.
You going up into the ship, sir?
I'll just give her the once over.
Well, chow time for me then, Lieutenant. If you finish batting the breeze.
Yeah, fine.
Waitress.
Major Miller?
Fetch me another pitcher of iced water, would you please?
Certainly, sir. Did you enjoy lunch?
Fine, yes. It was just fine.
And will you be dining at the hotel tonight?
No. Yes. Maybe. I don't know. I'm waiting for a call.
I'll get you water. Won't be a jiffy.
Will you just look at them? The stuffed shirts, the floozies, men on the make, women on the make. Not a uniform to be seen. A nation of stuffed shirts. Shopkeepers with nothing left to sell. London. They ought to tear the whole place down and start over.
Your water.
So what am I doing here, making small talk with myself and waiting for the bombs to fall?
Major Miller.
What? Oh, thanks.
Will there be anything else, sir? Tea? Coffee?
Coffee.
Of course, sir.
Anything to oblige. English manners. Nothing's too much trouble. Promise you the earth, the English, till they've got you on the hook. That's when you feel the barb, and wriggle as you might, you don't get off easy. Politeness is a handgun in this country. Courtesy is loaded and ready to fire any time you step out of line. Yank. My dearest Helen, having a fine time. Wish you were here. No, I don't. I wish I was there in Tenafly or Paris or Kalamazoo, for that matter. Anywhere but here. How come I'm here?
Hey, Glenn! Glenn, look! Look down there!
Enough time for looking at the ground when we're safe down on it.
I'll bet they still have castles. What do you think?
Castles?
Like in the books. It's a sure thing there'll be castles somewhere. It's just a matter of finding them.
Oh, this is June 18th, 1944, not 1344.
Well, it says in this book that England is a country steeped in tradition, where oldie worldy charm rubs shoulders with the modern world. Where a country pub, well, that's like a bar. A country pub may have been a highwayman's haunt, or even a smuggler's snug.
What does your book say about the BBC?
I'll look in the back. Bayou Tapestry, Billiards, Billingsgate, Birmingham, Bristol. No, BBC didn't make it in.
Well, I guess we'll find out soon enough. Wake me up when we land, or if you spot a snug castle.
Paul, there you are.
There I am what?
Your very first castle to be stormed. And it's called Broadcasting House.
Is my tie straight?
Yeah, your tie's fine. Is your story? I may need you to back me up. These English guys have never heard of a musician unless he's been dead a couple of hundred years. Don't expect them to have heard of me yet.
What do you mean? Little Brown Jug, Moonlight Serenade, Chattanooga Choo Choo. Who are you trying to kid?
The BBC, I think. Come on, let's go on in before they pull up the drawbridge.
From every village and county, from factory and farm,
they stopped what they were doing when they saw the trouble brewing.
Tea, Captain Miller.
Thank you. No.
Sergeant Dudley?
You wouldn't happen to have some coffee, Mr.
Gorham. No, I'm afraid not. It's rather hard to come by.
Tell me, Captain Miller, did you have a good trip?
Fine, if you like aeroplanes.
And you don't?
Not one bit.
When do your colleagues arrive?
The band. The 28th, Wednesday. Ship docks up in Scotland.
Have you been shown your office? Over at the Langham. It's next to mine.
Oh, thank you, but...
But you won't be spending much time in it. Is that what you were going to say?
I'm pretty good at finishing off my own sentences, Mr. Madden. Yes.
Cecil.
And the shelter?
Shelter?
The BBC Air Raid shelter. You can even sleep there if the need arises.
The Mount Royal seems just dandy, thank you. You can even get a cup of coffee there if the need arises.
But we, I think, have a stronger roof when the bombs start falling.
Gentlemen, shall we start to talk about why I'm here? The broadcasts.
Doug! Hey, Doug!
Up front, Elmer.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Right. Seems okay down there. As far as I can tell without power. If that Culhane or any of his grease monkey snafus my turret, I'll come back and haunt them. And how? Anyway.
Whoa. Hey, look at me. I'm in the right-hand seat. I'm a co-pilot.
You'd be Germany's secret weapon if you were a co-pilot.
Load of baloney. I could have been a flyer.
You're so small, they'd have had to sit you on a pile of cushions just to see out the front.
Hey, I'd swap jobs any day.
Oh, it'd take more than some fancy footwear to get me curled up in that belly turret. 6'2", not 2'6".
You'd get used to it.
I mean, if I ever say I want to spend some time in some boil on the underbelly of a B-17, well, I hope my best buddy'd ship me off to the funny farm instead.
But I am your best buddy.
We all make mistakes. Come on, I'll send you a cup of coffee.
And a donut.
Don't push your luck, short stuff.
Hey, I gotta eat while I can. I've given it up before a trip.
Why is that?
Well,
if you really want to know. Well, it's hunky-dory till we get to 20,000 feet. Then my guts start to jitterbug and jive, just like this note tomorrow. Talk about gas. I'm an unexploded bomb.
Come to think of it, I don't need to know this, Elmer.
And Coffee, when you're down in the turret and you need to use the John, what do? You can't just hike back into the plane to use the head. No, no. You make a ball turret popsicle.
I'm going to be sorry I asked, but what?
A rubber. You take a leak into a rubber. By the time it's off your pecker, it's starting to freeze solid already. And then you can punt it around like a football. It won't matter one little bit. But on the way home, you got to remember it's still in the turret with you. On account of the fact that when we come down and the temperature goes from minus 40 to plus 40, a thaw sets in. And you end up paddling.
That is disgusting.
No, not. It's just the way it is. Oh. For us enlisted men down below, it's a different world, Lieutenant, sir.
Don! Don! Over here!
Hey! Hey!
Hey, is it ever great to be on solid land?
Yeah.
Oh, a pleasure cruise it wasn't.
I've got a staff car. Come sit in it. Get out of this rain.
Thanks, but let's walk a while. I've got to get used to putting my one foot in front of the other on a floor that doesn't shimmy. It's good of you to come meet us.
How are the boys?
Oh, seasick, lovesick, and sick of traveling, but fine.
And the instruments?
No problems.
Oh, I wish I could say the same.
Meaning?
Oh, nothing. I guess it's just adjusting. It's all pretty gray over here. America, it isn't.
It is now. We're here.
Let the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming. The drums coming everywhere.
Major Miller, Your coffee, sir. Would you like me to pour it?
Oh, fine.
Not long now.
Pardon?
Till Christmas.
Oh, Christmas.
It'll soon be over anyway.
What, Christmas?
No, the war. Can't last long now.
I guess not.
Will you be going home then, sir?
Yes, I'll be going home then.
I hope you don't mind me talking, only I'll be meaning to tell you when I had a chance. I used to listen to you on the wireless. When I could, of course. Not the easiest of jobs of putting your feet up, this.
I guess not.
I've listened to them all. George Mellacrino and the Army Radio Orchestra, the British Band, the Canadian Band, and Shelton Vera Lynn. I especially like her. Paula Green, Sam Brown, and all you Yanks. Bing, the Andrews Sisters. Your band too, of course. Till the BBC took it off. I never understood that. Why did they stop it?
Cream, do you have any cream for the coffee?
I'm sorry, I should get back to my job.
And me to mine. I'm supposed to be waiting for a call, remember? Tell them at the switchboard where to find me, huh?
Pennsylvania 6, 5,000.
Trigger, that'll be your bet.
How come?
First come, first served. I get the window.
That's not altogether a good idea, right?
No, why not, Professor? All the better to watch the world go by, if you catch my meaning.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm up the hallway, room at the back.
Oh, maybe I'll bunk in with you, Johnny.
Mel don't like the window. He's so sensitive to light.
You ever thought why there's tape all over it?
They had some scotch tape spare and no place else to stick it.
Bombs.
I don't mind if I put my double bass in the closet. The
amount of clothes we've got, you can get a grand piano in mine and still have room.
London, here we are.
Not for long. I hear we may be moving to the country.
The country's for the birds. Anyway, says who?
Says Lieutenant Haynes.
But we only just got here.
Don just stepped off the banana boat with the rest of us. He knows jack shit, just like we do.
He knows enough to keep his nose clean.
And his head on his shoulders.
Listen, children. If all you want is milk and crackers and a house in the country, that's fine by me. But we men over the age of 30 take a little less water with our whiskey as time goes by. City life. I got a taste for it. Sloan Court. This'll do me just fine, even with the scotch tape windows.
How come a big place like this is empty?
It'll have been requisitioned.
Hey, what's that mean, in American?
It means if you got more than 50 lost musicians who know from nothing and are in a strange country, then you find a big apartment block empty to the people who live there for real and put us inside it.
Thank you, Professor. Hello, London.
Tell me, Duke, where does the 600-pound gorilla sit? What? Hey, you're an officer, so you're a bright guy, huh? I figured you'd know, Nat.
I don't know, Elmer. Where does a 600-pound gorilla sit?
Any place it wants to.
That was
a good shtick, huh? With stuff like that, I can make it in vaudeville. That and a bit of hoofing. Hey, you ever seen me dance, Duke? I'm a natural. Get this. Ha! Of course, with real taps on my shoes, it's better.
Elmer, you are wasted as a gunner.
Well, you know what they say.
No?
Killing people's a dead-end job, but...
Someone's gotta do it.
Out of the way, Jaywalker!
I'll ask Janelli before I deck
you! You gotta catch me first, Munchkin!
Oh, that greaseball wop. I'm just as tall as he is. Yes, Lizo, I hope you fall off! Yeah, now what was I saying?
Showbiz.
Oh, yeah, when I get back stateside, that is for me.
It's plenty tough. Sure ain't easy.
Easy schmeasy. I got an uncle, and he's got a cousin who knows someone pretty high up. I'll name no names. Just don't be surprised if you walk down Broadway someday soon and see my name up in lights. You just go around the stage door and ask for me. I won't forget you.
That's a comfort.
By the way, can you lend me some Missoula?
What?
You're fit tonight. Only I'm meeting Josie in town, and I'm tapped out. 5 shillings would do it. Aw, come on, I'm your buddy.
You're a real panhandler, Perry.
Hey, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we fly.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale.
Apple trees, cottages, redneck farmers, cows. Bedfordshire must be one hell of a sleepy place.
Shape up and ship out. You heard the man, Ray.
But we only just got here. I was just finding my feet.
You should be grateful.
For what?
But they think you, me, and the guys are so precious. They're putting us where the nasty old flying bombs can't find us. Now, you know him and the famous Mill of Luck. He reckons this place is living on borrowed time.
Don't worry, sir. I'll have it cleared up in no time.
Say, I'm sorry. I must have dozed off or something.
It happens to us all. I've been half asleep all morning. I'll just fetch a cloth.
What do you expect? You're only human, Miller. Skin and blood, flesh and bones, chest colds and eyes that feel like they've got a toothache. 66 recordings and 17 live shows in what? Just 18 days. November 25 through December 12.
Sir?
Huh?
Sorry, sir, you were miles away.
I...
It's your telephone call. Reception says it was from Lieutenant Haynes.
Oh, thanks. Tell me, you got someone in the services waiting to come home?
Yes. He's in the army, my Jack.
As in Tea Garden?
Sorry?
Oh, nothing. Just a bit of yesterday poking its nose where it doesn't belong. I'll take the call in the lobby. Thank you. Don?
Glenn, how's it looking now?
Better. At least I could see across the street. Fog's no worse.
Here, too.
Is it good enough to fly?
Tomorrow, maybe. That's what they say.
Does the Chafe shuttle fly to Paris tomorrow?
But you can thumb a ride.
I'm a little too old for hitching, Don.
Colonel Bessel, he's going over to Bordeaux. Said he could drop you off in Paris on the way.
Okay, anything's better than marking time here, Hainsey. Paris a bust. Tell him he's got a passenger.
You can tell him yourself tonight. I guess we'll see him for cards.
Can you send the car down?
Sure. We'll be with you by about 4. Are you, okay?
Sure. Happy as a clam. See you at 4. Don't be late.
Bye, Glenn.
Don. Don.
Hey,
Why do you always take up so much room, right?
Hey, drummers are like that. Big personality.
Yeah, if I start blowing the bass, I'll have your eye out.
I can look good with a patch, like a pirate. Shiver me cymbals. Anyway, what do you got to grouch about? I got a set all this up. The cymbals, hi-hat, snare, bass drum, tom-toms. It's one hell of a schlep.
Hey, Mel, how about me?
Try one, man.
Mm-hmm.
American Patrol. Get your dots out. And a one, a two, a one, two, three.
Something will have to be done, I'm afraid.
Oh, yeah?
We've had letters.
I get letters, too. What Mr. Madden means is letters of complaint.
Tell me about it.
I happen to have some here.
So, let's hear them.
That is just the point, Captain Miller. It all comes down to hearing, or to be more precise, lack of hearing.
Now, what do you mean?
Hold your fire. Let's listen first. This one's from a lady in Cheltenham Spa, who writes...
Pretty bad throat she's got.
Who writes, is there something amiss with your apparatus at the British Broadcasting Corporation? I was listening to the wireless the other evening while tending to my applique, and I chanced upon a concert by a Captain Glenn Millard and his ensemble. The music, though not particularly to my taste, seemed jolly and harmless enough. But what caused me some dismay was the fact that in places the volume of the music seemed to diminish almost to a whisper, while at other times it seemed to blare out. I would no sooner turn the volume up to hear it when all went quiet than it would suddenly and without adequate warning boom back at me so loudly that the teacups rattled, necessitating yet another walk over to the set to turn the volume down, only to find a few moments later passages were pianissimo again. It simply isn't good enough for the BBC's apparatus to be so fickle as to produce this coming and going of volume. In the end, I gave up on the wireless and read a book. So much for the BBC's much-vaunted attempt to provide a service for the British people. Well, she goes on, but it's mainly about the problems she's having with the council and the drains.
And so?
And so something will have to be done, I'm afraid.
About her drains?
Your music. Its volume, or rather the variance of its volume. We at the BBC pride ourselves in constant modulation.
Constant who?
A broad band of sound. Never too soft, never too loud.
How very, very British.
People know where they are. Whereas if the volume of one's music is all over the place, then the listener will soon be lost.
So my music must fit into your constant modulation if it's not to run the risk of losing your BBC listeners. Is that it?
It would help.
Okay.
Where are you going?
Mr. Madden, Mr. Gorham, When I joined up, it was because I wanted to play my music for G.I. Joe, Tommy Atkins, too, if he had a mind to listen. But the boys, not for a bunch of civilians. Our mission is to broadcast to the troops of the Allied Expeditionary Force. Now, if you don't like the way I play, there's plenty of folks who do. So do us all a favor, huh? Cancel all the future broadcasts over the BBC because I can't and won't change what I play to fit the so-called tastes of civilians. Dynamics. Light and shade. Loud and soft. Swing. That's the word. This country wouldn't swing if you hung it from a rope.
Elmer, you're playing your song.
He don't care. He's too busy plucking his eyebrows.
Hey, can it, you foul-ups? Ain't none of you ever seen a guy wash before?
How come it's just once a week?
Could it be love?
Yeah. Quiet! I'm trying to suck out over here.
Oh, SOS, Jesus, same old shit. When ain't you trying to get some shut-eye? You must be the sleepiest tail gunner in the whole 8th Air Force.
But I'm awake in the airway counts me now.
Yeah.
Hey, you pair of schmucks want to stop kvetching and let our Elmer concentrate on making himself beautiful?
Yeah, you're just jealous, Goldman, that's all.
Amazed would be a better word. What is she seeing?
That's for me to know and you to wonder, schlump.
Yeah, keep your shirt on. I'm just lost in aberration.
Hey, Perry, she's a big girl, so I hear tell. I'm surprised you don't suffocate when she hugs you. After all, your nose is just tit high.
Yeah, yeah.
What a way to go.
You don't do that. You don't get that close.
Is that true, Perry? That can't be true, Perry. You're a stud, ain't that so?
Hey, the bear's shit in the woods, eh? Is the Pope a Catholic?
Watch your mouth.
Of course I'm a stud. Why do you think I'm so short? I use a lot of myself up already.
You heard it, boys. Straight from the horse's ass.
So take it easy, Elmer. Get any shorter and you'll be able to sneak back in under the door.
there. Now, how do I look?
Like a hoodlum.
Like a real high roller.
Like a schlong on legs.
What? A prick. That good, eh, guys?
Way to go, big boy.
See you later.
Not too late. Work tomorrow, remember? The war.
Mom, Dad, don't wait up.
Thank you, Sergeant Ray McKinley. That was one of our and your favorites, Elmer's Tune. I want to take this opportunity to say how happy we are to be here at Thurlye with all you nephews of Uncle Sam. We feel mighty proud and plenty privileged to play our music for you and bring a hunk of home to you tonight. We've only been in England a few weeks, and I know some of you boys at the bomber bases have been here one heck of a lot longer. But we're here to do our duty, too, to bring you our kind of music, to help you remember days when there wasn't a war, when all you had to worry about was having enough nickels for that old jukebox on a Saturday night and enough candy for your sweethearts. Well, it's for you that we'll hike across this country side to side, end to end, all the bases. And we won't quit till it's time for Johnny to come marching home.
Osborne Park,
Waddington,
Pitcher,
Newbury, Holdridge, Pine Tree, Abbott's Ripley, Kimboton, Boxton,
Aylesworth, Bushy, Grove, Langford Lodge, Wharton,
Burton Wood, Cottingham, Bramley,
Nettishaw, Wendland, Twinwoods Farm, Plymouth, Tibbenham, Hallham,
Leicester, Grantham,
Elmswell, Nuthamstead, Kingscliff.
When Johnny comes marching home again, hooray, hooray, we'll give him a hearty welcome then.
cheer and the boys will shout. The gals dress up and they'll all turn out.
And we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home.
Josie. Another one?
No, I'm fine. Any more shandy and I might just as well move my chair to the ladies.
It's noisy in here tonight.
Too full of yanks, that's why.
Hey.
It was a joke.
Maybe you'd like a walk in the park. See the flowers.
Elmer, it's dark and it's December. You couldn't see the flowers, even if there were any.
Oh.
Don't you owe me. I know what you mean by a walk, and it doesn't involve walking.
Come on.
Is it so bad?
Is what so bad?
Walking out with a girl who knows how to say no.
Yeah. No. I mean...
Oh, I've heard all the jokes, you know. Utility knickers. One yank and they're down.
Josie.
Don't think you're the only American to ever ask me out. Working at dry cleaners and all you see is yanks. I've never met people so fussy about their clothes.
Sorry. It was a lame brain idea.
What was?
The park.
No. Perhaps it wasn't. But maybe we ought to wait for the spring.
I should live that long.
Nothing's going to happen to you, Elmer. You're too little to get hit. Come here.
Hey.
Well, make up your mind. Are you shy or something?
Heck no. It's just that...
Someone might see. I thought you were supposed to be a ladies' man, Elmer Perry.
I warned my mom about it.
About us?
About you, really. I told her what you look like, what you work, how I met you, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I haven't told my mother about you. Not yet.
So where does she think you are?
Out with Mary.
Who's Mary?
Your best friend.
So where's she?
Out with another yank.
And her mom thinks...
She's out with me, that's right. Works very well.
You English girls.
Demure but deadly.
The what?
Oh, it's 8 o'clock. I mustn't be late tonight, not again.
Oh, well, how about something to eat?
Coddle place.
You guessed it. Come on.
What happens if you take a left just up ahead?
We get lost, Major. That's what happens.
Just trying to help. I guess as a navigator, I'm a pretty good trombonist, right?
If you say so, sir. Is the lieutenant all right?
Oh, he's fine. Still sleepy.
I'll try not to hit too many potholes.
I'm sure he'd appreciate it.
Well, the weather's perked up a bit. I expect you thought you'd be fog-bound in London forever.
And a day. I even thought of buying a putting iron so I could fit in some golf practice in my bedroom. Just to pass the time.
Really?
Honest Injun. You're talking to a man who once scored a hole-in-one.
And that's good?
That's not good. That's remarkable. With old Sleeping Beauty here. Only he was just plain Don then. Back in 1942, Pinehurst, North Carolina. The ninth hole, 143 yards, was a three-iron shot into the wind. It's called the Miller Luck.
I play tennis when I'm off duty.
Me too. Or used to. Football, American football. And baseball when I was in college. Even thought about turning pro. Life would have turned out plenty different then.
Not long now.
Pardon?
To go, not long left.
You ever get tired of it? The driving, the traveling?
Sometimes.
Oh, I know I do. I love the work, the playing, the concerts at the bases. But getting there hour after hour in a car, or worse, bounced around the air in some off-duty Liberator or Fortress. My ears, it's something to do with the pressures. They ring for hours, some nights louder than the band. I feel like I'm down the end of a tunnel, and people are shouting in at me from far, far away.
That's awful.
That's show business.
Don't you wonder whether it's all worth it?
You want for me to tell you the truth?
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to pry.
No, that's okay. The answer is...
Oh! Sorry. Are you all right back there?
Sure. It's okay, Don. That one didn't have our name on it.
It's an American truck. We were lucky.
On the wrong side of the road, eh?
It happens. People get tired, they start to make mistakes.
You did good. I'll live to play another day. People can go on dancing.
I fell in love with a man who had big blue eyes. I used to watch him doing crazy things in the skies. He said I was sweet, ooh, my heart skipped a beat. He made some
like
sticky fancies
that
I had
to
retreat. They'll just take a problem, isn't... Mr. Fry, me ducks. Be patient.
Stand in line, be patient. Army, Air Force, fish and chip shop, so what's new?
Stop belly aching, Ray.
Why? I like belly aching, especially if my belly does ache for something to fill it.
Here we are, Josie. The Ritz at 8, but...
Nearest I'll ever get. Hello, Violet.
Hello, Josie, love. Sorry about the queue. It's
these Yanks. This whole country's one long queue, if you ask me.
No one was asking you, Ray.
Hey, don't I know you?
How should I know?
Yeah, you're...
Herman Goring, right, got it in one. Give the man a big cigar.
Ray McKinley.
Guilty.
Josie, look, it's Ray McKinley. He's the drummer from the Miller Band.
Pleased to meet you.
Likewise.
Hey, I'm Elmer, Ray. Elmer, Perry, Jr., you sing my tune. Wait till I tell the guys back at the field, they'll never believe me. Hey, I saw you up at Thurlight back in summer.
Huh? Yeah, that was the first. We've all passed a lot of water since then.
Ray, there are ladies present.
You don't mind me. I'm getting hardened to it.
No offense, Matt. It's just that we crossed this country seems like 100 times since July. Pretty soon it'll be New Year's and we'll still be hoofing it. Guess so your brain has to keep running extra fast just to keep in touch with your body. Air crew?
Sure. Ball turret on a fort.
Guessed it.
On account of the fact I'm so tall, yeah.
Something like that. Hey, what's it like?
It's sure no picnic. What can I say?
It beats me how you hack it.
And a chaplain at the base once said to me, Elmer, illegitimati non corporundum.
What? It
means don't let the bastards grind you down. In Latin.
Cut all place, me dad.
Ray, cut a place.
My place or yours?
Oh, come on, screwball. The lady's waiting.
Hey, make mine cut, doll. Heavy on the batter, light as air.
You couldn't sign a piece of paper, Ray, did you?
An autograph.
The only man in the goofballs will believe me.
Sure. I got nothing to write on. It's just these old newspapers.
Yeah, that'll do. Here, find a space. And it's to Elmer, remember.
To Elmer.
Yeah.
Hail to the men who man the guns in the sky.
Hail the men that man the guns in the sky.
Chicken. Why, I ain't never tasted chicken that tasted like chicken since I stepped off the boat. Don't know why they feed these poor critters around these parts. Sure don't make them taste like home. That's a fact.
Glenn, you're not hungry?
Must be the traveling. Left my stomach somewhere down the line.
Paris. Now there's place for food. Ain't that the truth, Don?
Uh-huh.
You told Glenn. You tell him about our night on the town last month. He tell you, did he, Glenn?
Bits and pieces.
He'd been in Paris 5 whole days, you know. He never made it to a casino, a floor show, nothing. All work and no play. And lucky I found him. We soon put things right, though. Ain't that a fact, Don?
Don't remind me. My head still aches. Oh,
them gals kicking those legs up in the air just like jackasses. Only prettier. And all those feathers. Off an ostrich, so I heard tell. Feathers and baubles.
I get the picture, Bessel.
Your turn next, Glenn.
Long as the weather breaks.
Well, it'll break. You'll see. Tomorrow. Everything's going to be great.
Cards?
Now you're talking. Poker? Blackjack?
Whatever.
Chance for me to win back some of my money.
I doubt it. Glenn's been on a roll ever since he got here.
Oh, come on. I can't luck out forever. Someday's got to be my day. It's only fair.
Feeling hot, Norman?
Loose as a goose and ready to bet the farm. The whole kit and cat and caboodle. I'm just aching to take back some of that dough you kind of been holding for me. Oh, bring out your dead.
Queen and a nine, 19.
Miller?
Pair of kings, 20.
Ooh. Oh, who says Christmas don't come early? Ace and a king. Oh. Read them and weep.
Oh.
Another hand, Glenn? Poker, maybe?
I know when to quit, Bessel.
Oh, no, you don't. Give me a chance to get even.
No, it's late.
Not for you musicians. I know your style. Hit the sack at 3 a.m., snooze to lunchtime. Regular army isn't in it.
I've got a pack.
Well, that'll take you about 5 minutes. We're flying a Norseman. Small airplane. One bag, that's your limit.
I can bring anything else over with a band Saturday.
I'll call you. In the morning. When I get the latest weather.
Hit the road, time. The leafy lanes of England. In the pitch and dripping black of night.
Poetic.
That's one hell of a way from California.
We'll be home soon.
Do you reckon it'll make any difference?
Hmm? What?
Taking the band to Paris. Broadcasting from the front line. Do you think anyone really hears?
Oh, you're putting me on.
Sure. Maybe. 180.
What's that, a dart score?
Days, Hainsey. Since we came. Tomorrow's 181. You heard from Polly lately?
Mm-hmm.
How's she doing?
Fine. You?
Oh, Helen's fine, too.
Little Stevie and Johnny D?
Good, good.
Mm. Well, the boys are sure looking forward to Paris.
Funny about being places. When I was back in Tenafly, I wanted to be in England. Now I'm in England, I want to be in France. When I get there, where do you think I wish I was then, huh? Well, I spoke to Madden yesterday.
Hmm?
Yeah. He tried to pull rank on account of the fact that the BBC still handled the transmission of the forces' broadcasts. Concerned he was. Wanted me to wait and travel over to Paris with you guys. Well, I told him I needed to go over early to take care of business. He said, make sure your boat is seaworthy. So I said, you should worry. You've got all the extra recordings we made. The recordings. We're there, Hainsey. The band. The sound. Held down like a butterfly kicking on a pin. Forever. And always. Okay, gentlemen, take five.
Take five. How's about 105? I'm bushed.
We're all bushed, Ray.
No one gets so bushed as drummers. That's a fact of life. So I don't expect a piano player to know that.
Well, you guys must be whacked.
We musicians certainly is. You vocalists, you don't know your voice.
It ain't so easy sounding romantic when your voice just wants to ship out to the sack.
Ain't that the very time you should sound romantic, Johnny? You're on the way to the hay.
Is it day or night out there? Is the war still on?
Your trouble is you don't get enough shut-eye when you can.
You guys been on the razzle again?
Listen, you look back on this when you're older and wiser. When your voice breaks, maybe. And maybe when you're in long pants and say, hell, that was London. And when you're old and unwise enough to have kids, and when they come running up and ask you, what you doing in the war, Daddy, what are you going to say? Son, I made records. There's got to be more to it than that. I just aim to find out what.
Sooner all the recording's done, sooner we're in Paris.
Christmas Day. I hear we're doing a broadcast from Paris Christmas Day. The AEF Christmas show. That's the game plan. Hainsey. Oh, Hainsey's over there now. Teeing it all up.
The Eiffel Tower, the bridges of Paris, the Champs-Élysées. That's romantic. Now that is something to sing about.
Hey, is this a private meeting, boys, or can anyone join in?
Johnny was just talking about Paris. Is it all they say?
More.
There's got to be something to make all this worthwhile.
Oh, what's the matter, Mel? Don't you like the army life?
In a pig's ear.
Gentlemen.
Sorry, sir.
Any day any one of you figures he'd like to swap his billet here with a tour of duty in the South Pacific, just tell me. I can fix it for you to ship out then and there. You can trade music for mosquitoes. And out there, you have to beat the Japs instead of just beating time. Any takers? So let's get back to it, huh? We've got a long way to go before bedtime, and it's all uphill.
Ready for another take, Major Miller?
Thank you, yes. I believe we're good and ready now. Throw another log on the fire, Don.
I thought you were beat.
Once the clock rolls past midnight, I get a second wind. Yeah, pull up a chair. Let's bat the breeze a while.
If you're sure.
Sure, I'm sure.
You heard what Bessel said. He'll call in the morning, and that means this morning coming. And he'll call early. Real army.
You know, I haven't been fishing in, must be years. You remember when we used to go fishing, Don?
Sure I do.
We gotta do that again. Someday soon. Get ourselves a trailer and drive up to the Columbia River. Salmon there you would not believe when we get back home.
Sounds good.
And you and Polly can have a piece of land out at Tuxedo Junction. We'll grow oranges. Big, juicy ones.
When do we find time to work?
Well, we've worked hard enough these last months to justify goofing off. I'll let you into a secret.
Hmm?
When we get home, I'm just going to work 6 months a year. I'll put a new band together. Use any of the boys who want to stay when they're discharged. Some new guys, too. And that'll be the band. You in or out?
Count me in.
The rain, the mist gets into your heart, into your lungs, everywhere. The cold and the damp, the grayness and the lack of a dream. This country drains the sunshine out of your soul till you're pale. Just a pale shadow of what you were. Remember that day I picked you up off the ship?
It was raining.
It hasn't stopped since. Yeah, I feel like a sausage.
Yeah, it's a bit late. The kitchen staff are gone.
No. I feel like I'm a sausage.
Oh!
Like I've been through a mincer and fed through this country. Like I was a piece of meat. Not a very good piece at that.
Don't be so hard on yourself. Who else could have done it?
But is any of it worth it? Say that something has been worthwhile. Worth dragging all those kids over here for... Well, worth leaving a wife, a little boy I was just getting to know... Worth flushing a career, mine and other people's too, down the toilet.
You know you don't mean that.
No, Don. You know that I don't mean that. There's a world of difference. I'm cold. Throw another hunk of wood on the fire, Don.
You're cold because you're not eating enough.
You sound like Helen.
Sorry.
It's okay. There are worse people to sound like.
A few more minutes and I'm going to have to hit the sack.
Don, did you see what happened tonight? At cards?
Sure. Bessel won.
No. Miller lost.
Well, it was only a few bucks. You'll fleece that back off him in no time.
Now tell me, Don, do you believe in luck?
I believe in the Miller luck.
Well, it's all gone. It's been here ever since 39, at least. My big break at Glen Island Casino, records, movies, fan clubs, Bobby Soxers, even adopting Stevie and little Johnny D. It was there. The luck. I could almost see it when I looked in the mirror, but now...
Oh, you're just tired, Len. Everything will look different in the morning. It's gone, too.
Don?
Yes, Glenn.
You're a good buddy.
It takes two to tango.
I'm going to hit the shower.
And I'm going to hit the sack. Glenn?
Yeah?
The dreams, they'll work out fine. There's still plenty of time. The show's never over till the fat lady sings.
Time to go to work. Mendoza, shake a leg. Go Goldman, Minnelli, Christmas, ripping off 500. Ass is in gear. Hoppa, hoppa.
You guys want to know why I'm a crack shot?
No.
It's on account of the fact I imagine that bastard's in all of Jerry planes. Son of a bitch.
Candlelight. Curse it, Goldman. Time to take a walk.
Where to today?
Milk run somewhere. Turkey shoot, back in the sack.
I was just having a great dream.
Yeah, shows.
Guilty.
Last one to hit the showers, the rat's asshole. Come on, Elmer. Still be there in your dreams again tonight. Time to take a cold shower.
Yeah, so when have we ever known it warm you?
That's Air Force for you.
So, there you have it, gentlemen. The Kiel Canal and associated targets. Time to break up into specialist briefings at 0600. But before you go, let me wish you guys good luck, good hunting, good bombing.
And goodbye.
This sure ain't no milk run.
Yeah, sure as eggs is eggs, we'll drop Purple Heart Corner again. One day, maybe we'll get to fly somewhere a bit higher.
Well, someone's got to be at the bottom of the formation. Stands to reason.
Yeah, and it's me, personally. Don't forget, when I'm in the belly, I'm at the bottom of the bottom. Some of those nasty pilots pass so close under me, I can see their faces.
Don't get ants in your pants, Perry.
Hey, listen, you jerks. You get in the ball for a change, huh? You see how you like it. Oh, Mom, I should have stayed in bed.
You see that flak intelligence? If they got that much shit over there, it'll be coming up so thick we could get out and walk on it.
I know.
All right, guys.
Hey, Duke, you're the pilot. Will you tell them we don't want to fly with the low formation? Huh? Tell them to put us high, out of the way of the flak and the fighters. Just this once, huh? Tell them, Duke.
I'll do what I can.
Which is zilch.
Gonna run. See you on the Jeep.
Now, why do I have a gung-ho jerk like that as a buddy?
Because no regular guys want to know you, Perry. That's why.
Oh, so that's it.
You must remember this.
Remember what?
Nothing. It's a cue for a song. You must remember this. The flak can't always miss. Somebody has to die. The odds are always too damned high. As flak goes by... And when the fighters come, you hope you're not the one to tumble from the sky. The odds are always too high as flak goes high.
Glenn.
Helen.
Why? It's just like a college room. Just like your old college room back in Colorado. Neater, though. Yes. 20 years is a long time in anyone's language. A woman's touch. It could do with a woman's touch.
I'm never here. Here to sleep, that's all. I'm on the road most times.
You look tired. And thin, are you eating properly?
Sure, I'm eating properly.
You aren't eating properly. You've lost weight.
It's just living on the hoof. You catch a bite where you can.
I'll bet that nice uniform you had tailored is hanging off you like a sack.
I've had it taken in here and there, sure.
Well?
Well, what?
Well, don't you hear it? Aren't you going to ask me for a dance?
Here? Now?
Where else? When else?
Would you do me the honor?
I'd be delighted.
Oh, it's been a long time since I danced.
Me too. It's kind of hard without a partner.
I'm sorry. I guess...
I wasn't fishing for an apology.
Well, maybe you caught one anyway.
So what should I do? Put it in the glass case above the mantel? The one that didn't get away.
Penny for your thoughts.
Pardon?
It's an expression they use over here. It means...
I think I know what it means.
So?
So who knows if they're worth it?
Helen.
I was thinking bits and pieces. Colors. Jumbled up shapes, mostly a patchwork quilt of feelings with ragged edges waiting to be tied up into one. But not yet. The time isn't yet.
Time for what?
The gathering together of the pieces. The memories.
Sounds like a riddle.
Seems like a riddle, too. Some days. Loving someone should be simple. Children can do it. Easy as making mud pies. Just like loving was there to be found. Picked up and used. Something that made life better, never worse. Something you never had to think about, like air. But it's not like that. It starts getting hard to hold. Like it was changing shape. And you worry you might drop it. It gets so it seems impossible to hang on to. People get so they seem impossible to hang on to. They slip through your fingers, and no one's to blame. Neither one of us stopped loving. But the world turned. Suddenly, we were a world apart.
Helen? Helen, where are you?
I'm over here, Glenn. A world away.
Helen? I can't find you.
Here. I'm here. Come, let's finish the dance. I'm waiting, Glenn.
Glenn? Glenn, can I come in?
Why? Who?
Glenn. Hi, sorry to wake you.
I could have reached out and touched her. She was as close to me as I...
Pardon?
Nothing, Don. Forget it.
A vessel just called. Told you we'd get through at army time.
So?
Today's the day.
Draw back the blinds, will you? Please. Oh, it's awful.
Well, Met report says it'll get better. Better by noon. Not good, but better. Good enough. Bessel suggested we meet him back out at Milton Ernest for lunch and take it from there.
Fine.
Eggs and waffles for breakfast. Sound good?
Pilot to crew, oxygen check. Mendoza?
Tail gunner, okay.
Goldman?
Waist gun, okay.
Minnelli?
Waist gun, okay.
Elmer, you down in the hole okay?
Down the hole, Duke, okay.
Drew?
Flight engineer okay, Captain.
McLean?
Radio's fine.
Schuster?
Navigator, yo.
Roach?
Bombardier, fine.
Bishop? Oh, I can see you're okay.
Co-pilot, fine and dandy.
10,000 and climbing. We'll be leveling out at 24,000. Perry, how's that ball turret handling?
Hand and foot pedals operating as normal. Turret rotated through 360 degrees. No problems down here.
And it's hi-ho, hi-ho, and off to work we go.
Hey, Don, you see this in the paper?
What's that?
Lupi Velez.
Well, what about her?
She's dead.
Dead?
Yeah, pills, sleeping pills, suicide. She was found dead in Hollywood. Says here she was going to have a baby. Her last words were, "I'm getting to a place where the only thing of which I'm afraid is life itself." Oh, that's so sad. You know, I don't plan on coming back.
Sorry?
To England. When it's all over, I'll fly back to the States from France or Germany or Italy or any place, but not here. Gotta keep going forward, Hainsey. Not back. It's the only way.
Pilot to crew. Approaching target. Check flak vests and steel helmets. We're starting the run. Pilot to bombardier. You have control.
Bombardier to pilot. Control confirmed. Flying through the bomb site. 9 miles to impact point. 3 minutes flying time.
Pilot to all gunners. Keep those eyes peeled.
Holy shit, that was close.
Flak boxes laid across the run. It's going to be one bumpy ride.
Ace to pilot. B-17 hit at 9 o'clock. Port engine smoking.
Tail to pilot. B-17, 5 o'clock. Out of control.
Parachutes?
No. One. Two. There's another one coming out of the tail.
Any more?
Not yet.
There's 7 more guys in that fort. You come on.
Nothing. Damn!
What? Report.
Navigator to pilot. We've only got a 6-inch hole down here.
You hurt?
No, shook it up a bit, that's all.
Engineer to pilot. Port in trouble, 2 o'clock.
Watch for chutes.
Watching. Oh, mama!
Report.
Explosion. It's not there anymore.
Flak's dying down a little.
Time to welcome visitors.
Pilot to gunners. Keep rubbernecking for fighters. They're up there somewhere. Watch the sun. You watch the sun.
Fighters, 1 o'clock high.
Fighters, 7 o'clock. 2 FWs coming in a half roll.
109.
Watch it now. 3 109s at 10 o'clock.
Schuster, you on that cheek gun?
You bet.
2 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Eat that, you son of a bitch.
Starboard inner. Hit. Flames.
Feather starboard inner. Close throttle. Boost the pump and mixture control off.
Flames out. Inner feathered.
Ignition and generator off. Adjusting throttle control on other engines.
I got it!
Don't yell over that interphone.
Gyro and de-icer system snafu'd with the starboard inner.
Yeah, tell me about it. Set vacuum pump selector valve to vacuum pump left.
109!
B-17 in trouble at 8 o'clock.
Oh my God!
Report.
Minnelli's hit.
Hang on to those guns. Nothing you can do. McLean, take a look back there. See what you can do.
Confirm bomb doors open. Final run to target.
FW. 6. Hurry. Ball to pilot.
Hey, Elmer. I thought you bought the farm.
Me too.
You okay?
I think I'm all here. This turret ain't. What's that?
Port outer. Fire. Feather port outer. Close throttle. Booster pump and mixture control off.
Bomb's gone.
Dropping out of formation. Port outer feathering.
McLean to pilot. I'm with Minnelli. Cannon shell. Tore away a couple of his fingers. I hit him with some morphine. There's just space back there now. A big hole. Watch the sky.
Starboard inner's running hot.
Turning to port. Dropping to 10,000.
Co-pilot to gunners. Watch the fighters. They see us limping. It's an open invitation.
109. Shit! I missed him. The turret won't...
He's coming back for a beam attack. Give the man a big cigar.
Pilot to McLean. How's Minnelli?
Not good. A tourniquet, but he's still losing a lot of blood.
Schuster, plot a course for home.
Roger, Captain.
Jack, how's the starboard inner?
Better.
We need to lose weight. Get back there with McLean and start jettisoning everything you can. Everything not nailed down.
No, I'm not sure how far we're going to get to.
McLean to pilot. There's a lot of new holes back here. A place looks like a sieve. Don't like the sound of it, neither.
Duke.
Hummer.
Starboard inner.
It's feathered.
Right. It's also not all there. The engine nacelles ripped to shreds. The tires all shot away. The landing gear might be snafu'd.
You sure?
I got all the time in the world for a look-see down here.
Jack?
There's a lot of mighty cold North Sea between here and home.
Captain, Minnelli's awful pale. He's not going to hang in there much longer, not without a dock.
Captain to crew, flak vests off, snap parachutes on. Elmer, come on back up into the airplane. McLean?
Captain?
Can you truss up Minnelli okay? If you go out with him, can you manage to pull his ripcord?
If we go out through the bomb door straight down, maybe.
Ed, where in the hell are we?
We're just approaching the coast.
I'll turn south. That way we'll hit the ground with our feet dry. Pilot's crew, bail out. Bail out. Jack, you go. I can hold it.
You sure?
I'll tell you later. Now get out.
Roach is away. Schuster, too.
How about McLean and Minnelli?
Oh, look. Goldman's helping. They're gone. McLean, Minnelli, Goldman. Through the bomb doors.
And Elmer?
I can't see him.
Maybe he's gone already. Go on. Get out.
Well, you too.
Coming.
Duke.
Elmer?
Where are you all going?
Where the hell do you think? Now, come on.
Can't.
What do you mean you can't?
The turret.
What about it?
It's jammed. I can't rotate it so as I can get back into the plane.
Can't you open the hatch and drop out? The slipstream will yank you free.
I could, but it wouldn't do me a lot of good. On account of the fact that I don't have a parachute in here with me. Ain't that a pisser?
Elmer!
Listen, Chief, there ain't no room for man and guns and parachute in here. Call it one of the hazards of the job. Duke? You still there, Duke?
Clouds. Wall-to-wall clouds. Ugh, the weather in this country.
Now, there's a break over there. I see blue.
Yeah, the size of a nickel.
And there, look. And over there.
Yeah, who knows? Save them all up and maybe we'll have a dollar's worth of fine weather.
Yeah, it's a cold that gets to me. Rain, I can take it or leave it, but the cold? Cold.
It's ancient. Cuts away at you like something primitive. And the mists, they've been lurking around for centuries, just like in all those old storybooks, creeping and crawling, trying to find a way to freeze your heart.
Oh, let's step on the gas. Warm us up from the inside.
Are you sure everything's A-OK with the movement plans?
Len, when have I ever let you down?
It's the only way, Elmer. I can't just up and leave you.
Come on, Duke. This old jalopy's gonna fall apart before we even smell England.
Says who?
Says me. From down here, I can see things hanging off this bird that would make your hair curl. And anyway, even if we get there, I ain't so sure about the landing gear. Five will get you 10 with belly in. Hey, Duke.
Elmer.
Maybe if you could come back and try to free the turret mount from the inside.
Good idea.
But?
Autopilot snafu'd. Whole chunks of things don't work up here no more. It's a wire with no place to be. Holes where there weren't holes before. You get the message?
Roger. Loud and clear. How much height we got?
Oh, don't sweat it. We got loads.
How much, Duke?
9,000, but that'll be plenty. You just keep kicking those pedals. See if you can inch that turret round.
Hey, I'm tap dancing as if my life depended on it down here. The turret's not impressed. Hey, why are we banking?
Cloud. I'm looking for something to cover our bare ass. A couple of engines out and half your tail blown in the middle of next week. It's like writing the boys of the mortuary for space on their slab. But now it's peekaboo time. Looking for clouds and rainbows.
Fine. Right. Got it. Now, that was Johnny Morgan, my pilot. You met him in Paris, remember, Don?
Oh, yeah.
Weather front's moving. He's got flight clearance from Abbots Ripton. Said he'd pick us up an hour over Twin Woods. Oh, we're in business. Mm. Well, how about another coffee? It's time yet.
No, that's enough for me.
Hard to believe.
What is?
But there's blue sky above this.
Oh, there's always blue sky. It's just fine and it's just hard.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high,
still wearing your lucky pajamas, Duke?
I got them on under my flying clothes. Promise.
Wait till you get back stateside and give them to your old lady to wash, huh? My guess is they'll march home by themselves. She'll have to beat them with a stick.
I guess.
Duke! What was that?
Nothing, Elmer. Pilot's business, you know.
Duke!
Okay, so we got some holes in the wing. A piece of the skin's being pushed up by the slipstream. The drag's taking some of our airspeed.
They all get away okay?
Sure. Except
who?
Jesus.
No.
Manelli took a bullet, but he'll be okay. Probably wisecracking it in some German hospital by now. You know Manelli.
I sure hope they all said their prayers on the way down.
I guess everybody says their prayers on the way down. You know, atheists riding parachutes.
Hey! Fly this thing straight, why don't you?
I'm sorry. I guess we're all a bit punchy. It was for old Stardust Melody, too.
32! This was number
32, I know. Three more missions and...
stateside.
What's the first thing you're going to do?
Into a bar. Yeah, a real New York bar. Faster than shit through a tin horn. Drink some cold beer for a change. Limey stuff's not worth a bucket of warm spit. You?
Hug my wife. Real bear hug. ASAP, that's for certain sure.
Of course, they'll have to team us up with another crew, huh? Or maybe they'll let us off the last three. What do you reckon, Duke?
I reckon Uncle Sam will want a full 100 cents to the dollar. Air Force will make us do the final three by the book. You bet your life on it.
Gay Paris, the place for me. You certainly picked a good time to leave, Glenn. Christmas in Paris. I know guys that give their right arm for just 48 hours liberty where you're going. You lucky son of a bitch. Hey, don't let all the warm air out. Must be freezing out there, give or take.
Maybe we'll get a white Christmas. Wouldn't that be great?
Maybe they'll hang lights from the Eiffel Tower and put a fairy on the top. Don't be such a dreamer, Glenn. Driver, stop over there, will you? At the control tower. I'll go and check the news on the plane. Wait here, you two. No point is all getting wet.
Oh, I bet you one thing. You won't have a quiet ride.
No. Old Basil can yarn okay. He's got more stories than a shelf of books.
Well, at least some of them are true.
I sure don't know about a white Christmas. If this rain keeps up, we'll have a drowned one, maybe.
Yeah.
Did you mean what you said, Glenn? About not coming back?
Now, you know me better than that. I say it, I mean it.
Well, it seems like a lifetime. Two lifetimes. That is just...
half of 1 year.
Remember Blackpool? The Golden Mile, the donkeys on the sand, the piers, the tower?
Hendon. That time we almost bought it, landed.
And Framlingham, when they woke us up when we sat in the pre-dawn briefing.
I wonder how many of those boys are still around to remember it, too.
Yeah. Bing, back in August, singing off the balcony window at Kettner's restaurant.
Most of all, I just remember airplanes and bases. Airplanes and broadcasts. Airplanes and more airplanes.
Story of your life.
Story of my life. Delius.
Pardon?
On hearing the first cuckoo in spring, Delius. My favorite piece of music. It's about new beginnings. And hope that this time round you'll get it right. When the cuckoo comes, we know we've been given another chance. Till then, we just live our lives from day to day, hoping and waiting for that cuckoo.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home. Oh, that was sure a day, Elmer. You remember?
What?
The Miller Band and that big hangar. Why, I yelled and cheered so much my throat felt like sandpaper.
Yeah. I yelled so much I felt like my lungs had come right out of my mouth.
It's the slow ones that get you. The upbeat stuff's great. You can tap your toes and jive in your head, but slow ones, they're the bullet with your name on it.
You're just an old tender heart. You know that?
Sure. But don't tell anyone. Deal?
Sure. Your secret's safe with me. Hey, Ray McKinley's a buddy of mine.
Who?
McKinley. Miller's drummer. Yeah, me and him, we go back a long way.
How far?
Yesterday. I met him in town buying fish and chips, huh? How about that?
Did you do a soft shoe shuffle for him?
No, I kind of forgot.
Well, maybe he'd have got you a job stateside.
I bet he would. Why didn't I think of that?
Maybe you had your hands full of fish and chips. Or your gal?
Yeah, I guess.
Josie, is it?
Sure.
Serious, this one. Been weeks.
Yeah, she's some smart cookie.
You okay down there?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm having a ball.
You got anything to eat? Hershey bar or something?
Nah, I got some gum.
So chew. The sugar in it'll keep you warm. A little, anyhow.
Hey, Mr. Know-it-all.
Comes from having a chemistry major as a pilot.
Educated kids. I hate educated kids. Next time I'll demand a blue-collar crew.
You shut up and eat your gum. I got music playing inside my head. I want to dream me some sweet nothings.
Where are you going, Glenn?
Stretching my legs.
Oh, he's moody.
Well, you know, Glenn and flying, they aren't exactly best of friends.
Well, we'll be there before he knows it. He'll probably snooze. Looks like he's got some catching up to do.
We all have.
Oh, think of the crock of gold at the end of the rainbow. Paris. Ooh, ooh, that's worth killing yourself for, ain't it?
Helen, here I go again. A middle-aged band leader with rain on his spectacles and his collar turned up against the weather, lost in the middle of a field in the middle of England, in the middle of my life and feeling guilty. I guess that's at the root of it all. Guilty at making other people pick up the tab for what I do. Pay the price for me being here. Which end of the telescope should I look through, huh? The million guys who've never met me, only my music? Or the woman 3,000 miles away, trimming a Christmas tree and sleeping nights in a cold bed? It's all a game of chance. What if it all ends here? Like a house half built, but still plenty to do. The tunes still to come.
Miller! Miller!
Sorry, honey. Gotta go now. Talk soon.
Here he comes.
He's overshooting. He couldn't find the field in this muck.
Oh, not Morgan. He used to fly B-24s.
Glenn's right, Colonel. We're too socked in.
Sure. Even the birds are grounded today.
Oh, he's like a coonhound, that boy. He'll do a circuit of the field, and next thing you know, he'll be setting that plane right down here beside us. Johnny Morgan. Johnny, the kid next door. You see if I'm not right.
What'd I tell you, Miller? Morgan hasn't let it down yet. There's no time to start. Morgan! Better late than never.
Sorry, sir. Weather could have been easier.
Come on, boy. Give me a hand.
Yes, sir, Colonel.
What are they?
What do they look like? Them's empty champagne bottles. I'm going to exchange them in France for full ones. Come on, Miller. Grab your bags. We'll get them while the getting's good.
Temperature must be dropping.
At least that'll stop the rain.
You ready? That is, I'll ever be. See you and the boys in Paris tomorrow.
Happy landings.
Thanks, Hainsey. We may need it. Don.
Yes, Glenn?
Nothing. I've forgotten what I was going to say.
Happens to me, too. Tell me tomorrow, in Paris. How long is it going to take?
3 hours. Should be there by, what's the time now?
1:45.
By five. Tops.
Onward and upward, eh?
No looking back. That way you get home fastest.
You keep moving east and you'll creep up stateside by the back door.
Yeah. California, here I come.
Hey, Miller! Hubba hubba!
Why the hell are the parachutes?
What's the matter, Miller? You won't live forever? All aboard!
See you, Don! Trying to remember what it was you forgot to say. It'll come back to me. Tell you tomorrow.
What's that, Elmer? Can't you let a guy sleep?
We're running rough.
We are?
You know we are. I can't quite make out which one from here. I think it's the starboard outer.
It's the port inner. Port inner's always been temperamental. Remember Bremen? It was all the hell in, too, but it never let us down.
We're losing altitude.
A tad.
How much is a tad?
A thou or so.
Being what?
2,000. But hell, old Stardust Melody will go the extra mile. We're still a long way from getting our feet wet.
And we're still a long way from dry land.
Sure is one heck of a way to learn to live, though, isn't it?
Sure is.
Still, been an education.
You mean you would never have known somebody like me if you hadn't been drafted into it, huh?
A refrigerator engineer?
Hey, the best refrigerator engineer on the East Coast. No contest.
Yeah, you could be right.
About being the best.
No, about me never knowing you. Uncle Sam hadn't played coach and teamed us up.
So you got to thank the world for something, huh? Broadening your education. Black smoke. There's black smoke. I can see it pouring out.
Hang on. I'm adjusting. Is that better?
Huh. Yeah, the smoke's clear. The prop's still going round.
It's all accounts.
What did you do?
Oh, it's too technical for you. I cross my fingers and jiggle with the throttle control. Seems to have done the trick, though. I'm taking the revs down. I gotta cut her some slack. Try to keep the old gal sweet.
Duke, we got that black smoke again.
Don't you sweat it, Elmer.
It means.
So
who knows if they're worth it?
Glenn.
I was thinking bits and pieces, colors, jumbled up shapes, mostly a patchwork quilt of feelings with ragged edges waiting to be tied up into one, but not yet. The time isn't yet.
The time for what?
The gathering together of the pieces, the memories.
Sounds like a riddle.
Seems like a riddle, too. Some days. Loving someone should be simple. So simple a child could do it. Children can do it. They can do it easy as making mud pies or throwing snowballs. Just like loving was there to be found, picked up and used. Something useful. Something that made life better, never worse. Something you never had to think about. Like air. But it's not like that. It stops being simple. It starts getting hard to hold, difficult to handle, like it was changing shape with each passing day, and you worry you might drop it because it's gotten out of hand. It gets so it seems impossible to hang on to. People get so they seem impossible to hang on to. They slip through your fingers, and no one's to blame. No one stopped loving. Neither one of us stopped loving. But the world turned, and suddenly we were a world apart.
Glenn. Glenn, where are you?
I'm over here, Helen, a world away.
Glenn, I can't find you.
Here. I'm here. Come on, and let's finish the dance. I'm waiting, Helen.
In Stardust by Roger Stennett, Ed Bishop played Glenn Miller, Kerry Shale, Elmer Perry, William Roberts, Don Haynes, and Stephen Hoy, Duke Freeman. Shelley Thompson played Helen Miller, David Healy, Norman Vessel, Christopher Ryan, Ray McKinley, Neil Roberts, Trigger Alpert, Jonathan Taffler, Mel Powell, Adam Henderson, Johnny Desmond, Matthew Morgan, Paul Dudley, and Vincent Marzello, Jack Bishop. Maurice Gorham was played by Peter Penry Jones, Cecil Madden by Nicholas Murchie, Inelli by Mark Straker, Mendoza by Peter Gunn, Josie by Alison Reed, The Waitress by Cyril Jenkins, The Briefing Officer by Terence Edmund, and Ginelli by Clive Hill. Music was by Alan Ellis, Donovan Carpenter, and Hank Stars. The director was Adrian Bean.